Okay, very exciting. We're picking up Maseches Nazir. So, before we start the actual Masechta, we'll get a few words of Hakdama, as we generally do. Maseches Nazir is discussing the halachas of a person who accepted upon himself to become a Nazir. To become a Nazir means that he is going to not have anything that comes from grapes, even anything that is derivative of grapes, that's also usher, even min haTorah. That's one of Rav Yosef Engel's famous comments, that there's a siag d'oraisa. So we know that Chazal can make a fence around the Torah by making all these different gezeras to prevent us from doing isurim on Shabbos, like mukta and all these different things to help us keep, right, the avir of Shabbos, and different things that we keep as you siag the Torah. But the Rav Yosef Engel's mechadish that even in the Torah itself we have a concept called a siag, and this might be an example, a nazir, that the Torah itself told you that you can't have any derivative of grape. L'chor, that's only so that he doesn't have wine. Wine is the ikar iser, but the Torah itself made an iser d'oraisa to have anything that's any derivative of grape. Okay, that's usher. Also, for him to cut his hair is going to become usher. To become tame, right? To become tame mace, that is going to become a nazir. If you accept upon your things, that is going to make you a nazir. And then during your period, it's the period called naziris. Now, we have generally, the Rambam counts that there's 8 mitzvos aseh and 2 lo aseh by every case of a nazir. And right, we're going to be discussing all those different all the isurim and the mitzvos, emir tzeshem, throughout the masechta. And nazirus is very interesting. That it's actually, why is it v'chlal following maseches nedarim? So that's very interesting, right? Why the Gemara is going to discuss this very first off. Why isn't it mentioned in Kachim? Should be more in Kachim. It's discussing. Oh, we're going to discuss exactly why it's here, but Be'etzim, it's really a form of a nedir. That's what we see, that the nazir is a form of creating an isra upon yourself through your dibor, just like nedarim. It's exactly like a nedir in that form. And actually, the very first daf is going to be very parallel to the very first daf of Maseches Nedarim. Interestingly enough, there's actually a shayla in the Achron, the Marit, that is nazirus, the taking upon yourself a nazir, is that more similar to a neder or a shvua? So he actually wants to tell him maybe it's more like it's an isser gavra, that it's actually similar in that regard. At least it's more like an isser shvua, that it's on the person himself and not actually the item. That it doesn't, like, the grape becomes usher to you and the dead bodies become usher to you, but rather it's on you. And he brings a lot of raya, but he discusses at length. But that's a very interesting side question. And just like right, we've discussed this in Maseches Nedarim a few times when it comes to an Nazira, like a husband has the ability to be mefer, it's Dvarim Shabina Labina. And so the halachas of Hatara as well, that having a chacham be matir neder, is also applicable to Naziris, just like it is by Nedarim. And the same halachas of Charata and a Pesach, those things would be there. So just a few more things is that Stam Naziris, we know that there's a concept that the minimum amount of a Nazir has to be for 30 days. Right, and that's going to be the lacha stam nazirus. It's standard nazirus is 30 days, and the minimum of 30 days. If you say for 5 days, it's going to be chal for 30 days. At the end of these 30 days, then you are going to be able to bring your karbanos and then no longer be in your terms of nazirus anymore. There's also a concept called nazir olam. A nazir olam is somebody who is a nazir for all of his life. And halacha l'moshe misina, we learn, I think it's halacha l'moshe misina, that we learn that that he's allowed to cut his hair every so often. The Gemara is going to discuss exactly when that is, but and also bring in korbanos. But that's the nazir olam. Then we have a nazir shimshon, which is similar to a nazir olam, that it's for life. It's a lifelong nazir, and you're actually also not. I don't think you're allowed to. Yeah, you're not allowed to be matir a nazir olam status. And the halach over there is that Nazir Shimshon is allowed to be metame lemeis. That we're going to learn. Tumas meis is mutter. So that is the issers are taklachas, yotzim and agefen, tuma. Those are all part of the ikar isurim of a nazir. At the end, he's going to shave his head. And generally, there is an isur d'oraisa, right, to not cut off the peos of one's beard. So the halacha is, for the regards to the nazir, that since it's part of the of his taglacha satara, it's going to be mutter. Cutting off all his hair is going to be mutter, and even the other places that we're normally not allowed to be, even with the razor, it's going to be mutter. So that is the shayla, exactly. That's a mitzvah saseh. So maybe that actually is an example of esse do chalo saseh. So that would be a shayla, because if a person is a suffik nazir, then you wouldn't necessarily be allowed to do that, because that would be a shayla of the only a suffik esse being do chalo saseh. That would be a nafkamina for this purpose. Okay. We've discussed this already a few times, that whether nazirus is a good thing or not. It seems to be machlokas in the Gemara. The Rambam is very strong about that. The Rambam is very clear that he thinks that the nazir is a bad thing to be doing, because a person is removing himself from the world. However, if he does it to elevate himself spiritually in Kedusha, that actually is a good thing. That the Rambam does right. So then he's going to be Kadosh. He has a Keser, like Kedusha, the Rambam. So that in Hilchos Deos. So the Rambam, so it depends exactly what his Kavana is. And that's in general in life. We have to really get into the Gemara, but I'll just point, we were very inspired by this, that we were just by Rav Shraga Steinman Shlita, and a very big tzaddik, Rav Aaron Leib Steinman's son, Rav Chaim Kanievsky's son-in-law, a really big tzaddik. And so he was giving us a shmuel, he bought the boys in the yeshiva, and then someone asked him, is it true that his father never had a candy in his life? And he said, yes, it's true. And then, but he gave a very powerful line after that. He said that, well, that's not an ikker. That was just a totsah. That was just what came out of Aaron Leib's life, was tol kol kulo kadosh l'Hashem. So it came out on his level of precious. He never had a candy. He wasn't saying that we shouldn't have a candy because we're not on the level of bichlal, but his point was that the aspiration, sometimes we'll hear like these gedolim maisim that they used to do. The Chavetz Chaim had a suitcase. Okay, that was for the Chavetz Chaim, because he was a huge tzaddik. He was on that level of emunah that he really believed. Mashiach is, we say it in animamin. We hope to believe that, but there's certain things that like gedolim did that is, it was for their lives. So similar with nazirus, is that like, if a person is roy lekach and he's on that level, then of course it's a positive thing. But the shayla is, a person is not, that's where it's going to be more problematic. We assume that he's sinning. Okay, so now with that, we're ready to start the Mishnah. So nice ideas. There's some mussar there. So let's learn the Mishnah now. The Mishnah tells us that, like we just had by kol kinyan nedarim, if you remember sechus nedarim, that's how we opened up. Similarly, we're starting kol kinyan naziris kinaziris. That lashon of a kinoy. Kinoy is like a term. Of similar term to the lashon of nazir is going to be like a lashon of nazirus as well. If you use, we're going to see what the example is going to be like. Nazik, naziach, and paziach; those are similar lashonos to the lashon of nazir. That is also going to be effective. Oh, one more. I actually want to mention this introduction, but I mention it now that I remember seeing from the Erlo Rebbe, a direct descendant of the Chassam Sofer, a huge Talmud Chacham. So he had a Sefer of Hanhagos that he had. So when he was learning Maseches Nedarim, I'm assuming the same thing when he said it by Nazir, so I could add the same thing, said that everything I learn is B'li Neder, and B'li, not actually saying, because you're saying like, oh, I'm making a Nazir, you're not making the Nazir, so be careful. So we, at least, at the very least, say it once before you learn the Masechta, that everything that you're saying in the learning and everything going through when you're learning Maseches Nazir is B'li Neder, not actually Nazir, so you're not accepting anything upon yourself. Kedai, nice Chumrah to have. So that, again, so the Mishnah says, kol k'nazirus k'nazirus, it's going to be effective like a nazir. Omer ehe. So now the lesson of the Mishnah is moving on. The Gemara is going to discuss it immediately. Why are we mentioning a yad? But now we're discussing a yad. If he says, ehe, I'm going to be, without mentioning exactly what he wants to be, harei ze nazir, though he's going to be, even though his statement was not a complete statement, still, that is what's called a yad. It's literally a handle, because you're holding on to part of your statement. You're able to be a nazir in this case, even if you didn't fully declare it. Okay? So the Gemara is going to, again, discuss all this at length. So if he says, or is another, oh, ahead, not if. He says, I'm going to be very good looking. So and it's clear that he means that his hair is going to grow long like a nazir. The Gemara is going to mention that he was touching his hair. That's what the Gemara is going to discuss. Nazir. Then the lach is, he's going to be a full-fledged nazir. Nazik, and again, it's important to know, when you become, we can't just say like a neder, like stam, like that we had all the time, safek deraisa l'chumra, that Ran would always mention. It's not, here there would be an isser, because if a person really is not in fact a nazir, so then he would not be allowed to bring his kachim into, he's bringing chulin into the Beis HaMikdash, isser deraisa. So when we say nazir, that means that we're fully certain, at least for these halachas, that he would be a nazir. Nazik, naziach, and paziach, these are the lashonos of a kinoy, which again, these are like the similar lashonos, which are also going to be chal, like a lashon of a nazir, harez a nazir, you're going to be a nazir. That's what's called a kinoy. Then, hareini kazef, a person says, I am like this, hareini misalsel, or I am misalsel, dealing with my hair, or hareini mechalkel, a mechalkel, hare alai, lashaleach, pera, or it's upon me to literally grow like a tress. Hare ze nazir. He is a nazir. Hare alai tziporim. If a person accepts upon himself the korban of bringing the birds, Rabbi Meir omer nazir, v'chachamim eino nazir. Chachamim do not hold that that would be a nazir. The Gemara and tomorrow's daf and daf Gimel is going to discuss that in more length. So says the Gemara, now wondering why Bichlal, we know that there's Zman Nakad, is a great way to remember, I learned when I was very young, that mnemonic, a great way to remember the Shisha Sidari Mishnah is Zman Nakat. So Zman, Zroim, Moed, Nashim, Nezikin, Kachim, Taro. So there's six Siddurim of Mishnah. Why is Meseches Nazir mentioned in the Seder of Seder Nashim? Michti, Tana be Seder Nashim Kai. We're dealing with halachas of Nashim. So we get at least Nadarim, that is something that has Sheikhas to women, because that is something that the woman, we had Hamadir, Parakamadir, was talk all about, a woman's neder that she makes that can be a reason for the husband to be able to force a divorce and not give her a ksuba and all those halachas. So once we're discussing that, that's also Bina Labina. We mentioned Meseches Nadarim. However, why are we mentioning Nazir? It's why we mentioned we're in Meseches Nashim. My time, my Tani Nazir. It should have been in Meseches, it should have been in Seder Nashim. Much more, it's Haraya Briskers learn Meseches Nazir all the time. I learn in the morning, they have a Brisker Kol. They're learning Meseches Nazir. They're actually finishing it up, so they've been learning for 4 years. We're going to be doing it in 2 months, so maybe not on the same level of Ian. But nonetheless, it's definitely all, it's an Iker part, there's this Kachim over here. So says the Gemara, Tana Akrakai. We're discussing a Pasuk, Vayayim Losim Tzachin Be'inav Kimatza Be'evas Davar. That a person is going to divorce his wife because she is Ervas Davar, because he discovered something of adultery. So what does that mean? That the sin of adultery is usually the reason that a person is divorcing his wife. Unfortunately, nowadays, people are getting divorced all the time. But the Pasuk is talking about that's the matter of adultery. So is what Tana is telling, why it's putting in Nashim. Mi garam la avera. What caused adultery? We know Kalas Rosh is usually done by Yain. Unfortunately, many crazy, very bad things happen when people are in an intoxicated state, when they're drinking a lot of wine. V'kamer, to be very careful. So the Mishnah, the Meseches Nazir is telling us over here, Kol Aroya Sota Bilkulkula, whoever sees a Sota who is coming to the Beis HaMikdash and he sees this, he's going to see that her disgrace, Yazir Atzma Min HaYayin. He should refrain from having wine. And then he's going to make himself a Nazir. So the Mefarish just asks, but at the end of the day, why are we mentioning Nazir? It should have been Nazir then after Masechet Sota. Fine, I get why it's in, meaning why are we mentioning Nazir specifically after Nadarim? We should have mentioned Nadarim, then Sota, and then only after that should we mention Nazir, because the whole reason that we have Nazir in Nashim is because if you see a Sota, you're going to become a Nazir. Great. So mention first Masechet Sota. Learn about Asota Bel Kukula, and then we should have mentioned the Lashon of the Meseches Nazir. So that's a very good question. So the Mifaro, it's important to note, and I mentioned this also, a few things I'm mentioning throughout Daf Beis, Baruch Hashem, we're getting to them, is that the, just like Meseches Nadarim didn't really have a Rashi, they assume that the Beis Yosef quotes it, the Mefarish. We don't really call it Rashi. We assume that it's not Rashi. So probably the Rivan, one of the Talmidim of Rashi, but over here it's not Rashi. So it's the Mefarish. So the Mefarish over here asks, why are we mentioning it after Meseches Sota? So he says, because of the Pasuk, the Nazir de Mismich Lekra, Lindor Neder Nahazir Lashem. It's right after Psukim of Nadarim, is the Psukim with regards to Nazir. That's why we mention it after Meseches Nadarim. Okay, that's an interesting Ha'ara. So then that's why Nadarim is in Seder Nashim. So says the Gemara now. So that was why it's in Seder Nashim. Pasel Pachinim Farshiados. The Mishnah itself is very problematic, just like we had in Meseches Nadarim, is that we starting off discussing a Kinui, and then immediately after mentioning, we said Kol Kinin Nazirus Kinazirus, and then we end up saying a Omer Ehe. Omer Ehe is an example of not a kinoi, rather that is a yad. So what are you discussing over here? The Mishnah is problematic. So says the Gemara, Omar, Rava tells us, Vitema Kedi. That was a shaila we had. Well, who is this Kedi? Is it, some explain that Kedi is just somebody, Kedi is like literally empty, meaning for nothing, meaning it's somebody who don't know it was. So that's the many Rishonim explaining that. However, Rashi in some places and other Rishonim, they say no, Kedi is actually a name of a Tana. So okay, some say it was actually the name of a, or Amora rather, it's a name of an Amora. It was a Chacham. So this Chacham said, Chasur Mechzer V'Chaktani. So we have to actually amend the Mishnah. The Mishnah, this is a Dochak answer that we have, that we're fixing, revising the text of the actual Mishnah. Someone at Dayana, the Graf, famously said that when you have a Chasur Mechzer V'Chaktani, they're not really actually amending anything. It's Ke'ilu, like you're inferred from the original reason, but you have to, like, it's like you're amending it. We don't assume Mishnayos are problematic Girsas. So anyway, problematic text. We assume that they, we have the right text, but we're Ke'ilu, we're adding this in. What is it? Kol kinin naziros ki naziros, v'yados naziros ki naziros. So just like a kinin naziros is like a naziros, so too a yad is like a naziros. And then we immediately just start discussing yad. V'eloin yados haomer ehe areze nazir. So after discussing a kinin, we go into a yad. And then once we're ready discussing a yad, we'll continue discussing a yad. So the Gemara says, but wait a second though. We had A and B. A was halacha of kinuim. That was the first thing mentioned in the Mishnah, or one and two. And the second thing mentioned in the Mishnah was a yad. So shouldn't we discuss one was a kinuim, two was a yad. So why don't we discuss the case of a kinuim first? Live first, kinuim berisha. We have one and two. So go back and explain the halacha of the first thing that you mentioned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah mentioned kinuim, then went on to say yad. So then mentioned the halachas of what a kinuim is. So tanamu desalek. So no, we're following a ABBA format. First, we're mentioning the lacha of kinoi. Then we mention the lacha of yad. Once we're mentioning the lacha of yad already, again, they're memorizing it. So then they're going to continue discussing the lacha of a yad, fleshing out what exactly is a yad. So the Gemara says, the first kinoi bereisha, ta'ana mehu desalik, ha'o mefarish bereisha. So again, we're following the ABBA format, and that's why we mention this over here. Kiddistan, as we learn in the Mishnah and Shabbos, a similar thing. So we should be familiar, hopefully, and I actually happen to not say this in Nusach Sfar, we say Kegavna, but in Nusach Ashkenaz, hopefully you're familiar with this Mishnah. Okay, this nan, Bama Madlikin, Vama In Madlikin. And what do we say immediately? In Madlikin, right? With the things that are not allowed to light, we had over there, the Pishtan and different things that you're not allowed to light with. So we start with Bama Madlikin, and then we said Ein Madlikin, and then we just start discussing what's Ein Madlikin. So that's a similar parallel to our Mishnah. Similar, the Mishnah Shabbos also says, what are you allowed to insulate? There's an Isser to insulate hot foods on Friday. So what, the things are going to be Mosif Evel, that's for sure, sir. So what are you allowed to, what are you not allowed to? And the Mishnah does, ends up discussing, Ein Tomnim, over there we discuss what you're not allowed to be Tomin with different, things that are going to be Mosif Evel. So that, the Mishnah immediately discusses what was Usser, and then goes back to discuss what's Mutter. Similarly, Bama Ishiyotze, Ma Ish, Ina Yoshiyotze, a woman is allowed to go out and not allowed to go out. Normally, if something is a tachshit on, what we're talking about, where they didn't have an erev, right, is Rosh Hashanah. So if something is a tachshit, you're allowed to go out. If something is a masar, something is a burden, or we're afraid you'll take it off, then you're not allowed to go out with it. So, but ma yishayotza ma ina yishayotza, and we discuss immediately, lo sech isha, a woman is not allowed to go out over there. All right, we had over there like woolen threads and different things that she's not allowed to go out with. So the Gemara is proving that we have three different rayas from Mishnayos, really all Masechta Shabbos, interestingly enough, that all mention this ABBA format. But the Gemara asks the Kasha, the Vatnan, another Mishnah doesn't have that. But ma behema yotza min, it's in Mishnah Shabbos itself. We have the, what is a behema allowed to go out, what is not allowed to go out with, what type of things are a lot of animals allowed to wear, yeah, when they leave your private property into the Rishus HaRabim. So it's carrying a masa on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Mefarish Yotzeh Gal Reish, and there it says what it is allowed to go out with. So why, there we don't follow it. We go 1-2-1-2, not the 1-2-2-1. So why is the Mishnah not line up with that order? So the Gemara says, and also, I'll bring another Raya, another Mishnah, in Bava Basra, we're like, we're floating around over here, different Masechtas, Yesh Nochay No Man Chilin. We have those who are able to inherit and also give over their inheritance. Nochlin v'lo manchilin. Those who are inheriting, but those who are not able to give over. Manchilin v'lo nochlin. Those who inherit, but give over, but they do not inherit. Lo nochlin v'lo manchilin. Those who neither inherit nor give over. Mefarish elu nochlin manchilin bereshav. Those who are inheriting and also give over their inheritance to if they die. So that's the first case mentioned in the Mishnah. So these are two examples that are not the same 1-2-2-1 format, rather 1-2-1-2. We had this exact shock of a Tara Nadarim. So Gemara says, Elul Olam Tane Achi V'Tane Achi. That the Tana is, meaning, we see certain Mishnayos and Shas have the 1-2-2-1 format, as we proved. Mishnah Shabbos over here, Mishnah Nadarim. However, some also follow the 1-2-1-2 format. So the Gemara says that, it's not also completely arbitrary when to choose, when not to. The Gemara says, Allah Hassam, the Mishnah discussing over there, the Isura de Nashihu, where the Isser is applying to the person himself in Masechet Shabbos. Those three examples in Masechet Shabbos. Mefarshi Isur de Nafshei Bereisha. The Tana thinks that it's more shayach to mention the Isser first because it's on you and people take it very seriously. So, Bama Malikin, Bama Malikin, what are you not allowed to light with? Okay, I'm very scared about that. Let me hear first what I can't do. Then I'll hear what I can do. Similar thing with what could a woman go out with? Okay, let me hear what I can't do. Then I'll hear what I can't do. That's how we want to explain it. So in those cases, it's a very chamor Isser, then it's going to be people take it seriously. That's why we discuss the Isser first. However, gavi behema, when it comes to an animal, so the isura aide behema hu da'ase, so it's coming by way, literally by way of the animal. So people aren't going to think of, meaning a person is chayav for letting his animal carry on Shabbos, but people don't view it so chamor. It's like, my animal, I'm not doing anything. It's like having a goy turn on the light for you. Asking them explicitly, can you please turn on the light? I'm not doing anything. That's it's mamash an Isser Darabanan, and that's an Isser Milanachri. People don't view when they're not doing something, they don't view it as chamor. The animal, they're not going to view it as so strong. So therefore, Mefarsh Heiter Rishon, look, let me hear how it is mutter. So therefore, they want to mention in that case specifically what type of things the animal is allowed to go out with, and it's not considered a masa, and it's just a tasher to the animal. That we'll discuss first. That's why we mention it first. Okay? Turning on to the next topic now, to Bezim and Bez. Gabe Yeshnochlin, Nami Mefarsh Iker Nachla Bereisha. Similarly, also when it comes to Yeshnochlin, it wasn't arbitrary. We mentioned 1-2-1-2 because we want to mention the Iker Halacha, the basic Halacha, the Iker Halacha of inheritance, where a person can both inherit and also pass over his inheritance once he dies. So that would be appropriate to mention it as the first Mishnah. Elahacha, but why in our Mishnah? Why are we not doing Lefarsh Kinuyim Bereisha? Why don't we do the Kinuyim first? So, right, that is a kinui is a complete lashon of Naziris, and it's maybe even stronger than a yad. So therefore, we mentioned kinui, we mentioned yad. So go back to kinui, because it's more of an ikar lashon. It's more of a pashut reason to assume that person is a nazir when you did a kinui, when you did other lashonos, equivalent lashonos to lashon of nazir. Naziach, paziach, all those things. So that's the gemara. So our Mishnah, Eli, in the time of the reason of our Mishnah is because yados, Howel v'asyan lei midrasha chaviven lei, that the idea of a yad, which we had to learn out from the pasuk of ki yifla, if you remember, ki yifla lindor neder nazir lahazir lashem, so we learned out the word lahazir is extra. So we learned from over there that lahazir, that's at the very beginning of Gemara Masechas Nedarim, and then there's Masechas Daf Gim over there, the Gemara told us that lahazir means that even a yad is going to be effective. So we learn it only through Torah Shabbat Peh, the Lashon of Nazir is an extra rivoy. So that was because it's chaviv, it's very special to us because of the Chiddush that we learned it, and it's Torah Shabbat Peh, and that's why we have the Lashon of, we go through 1-2, 2-1, we want to discuss the halachas of, we mentioned first a kinoi, then a yad, then we go back to discuss kinoi, then we don't go back to discuss kinoi, rather we continue on the subject of yad, because it's very chaviv for us, because we love hearing about the drasha. So the Gemara says, "V'liftach behun bereisha." The Tana should start with them first, also. So, why just do kinuin? Start with yad, discuss yad, and discuss what the lachas of yad are. Then go into kinuin. If it's so chaviv to us, mention it first. So the Gemara says, "No, Tana ki maschil maschil beikar korban." The basic lashonas of accepting upon yourself nazir, which is more pashut again of kinuin. Kinuin is a similar term to the actual nazir term itself. And that's why we mentioned like nazik, naziach, those are very similar to the lashon of nazir, so we're going to mention that first. Ve'ilan pirushay, but with regards to explaining, we're going to explain what are the halachas of a yad, mefarish, yados, bereisha, because those again were more chaviv. And since it's more chaviv, we want to mention that first. Fine, continuing the next part of the Mishnah. Ha'omer eh, areze nazir. Person says, he is a nazir. Said again, this is a full-fledged nazir, and there's no safek bedavar, because if there was, that would be usher to bring chulin lazara. So our Mishnah means that he's a full-fledged nazir, not even a safek nazir. So if that's the case, the Gemara says, dilma aha betanis kamar. Who's to say that he actually meant I'm gonna be a nazir? Maybe I'm gonna be, cause I'm gonna be does sound like he was making some form of a neder, of some form of a lashon that was asering something. Fine, so says the Gemara, maybe he wasn't asering himself like becoming a nazir, maybe he was asering himself in the fact that he was becoming, he's gonna be fasting, he's not gonna be eating the whole day. So, that is commitment, asering himself to fast. Asering himself on food rather, and making himself fast. So says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, Kegon Shein Nazir over the fun. If you're right, the Mishnah must be referring to a case where a Nazir was passing in front of me at the time that he says, "Eh, I'm going to be," which meant, based on the circumstances, that he meant he is going to be like this Nazir. So the question, the obvious question that we had throughout Maseches Nedarim, it's important to mention this in here with regards to Nazir also, because they're very similar. Why don't we just ask the guy? What did you have in mind? Did you want to become a Nazir or did you want to fast? Which one did you mean? And whatever he says, we'll do. So it's a machlokas, but the standard answer of the Rishonim is that if there is no outside indication of what the person meant, then even though we can ask him, that's not enough, because that would be considered dvarim shebelev in dvarim, and that's not chal. And that's why we have to know based on the yad and have this that was mukhak, that's what he meant. Otherwise, it's just, even if we ask him, he said, no, I had in mind for sure to be a Nazir, it doesn't matter. If there was no Nazir around, and he meant I had, and there was no Nazir around, that's not enough, that dvarim shebelev, that's not considered, he actually verbalizing enough to say that he should become a Nazir. That's the standard answer. So the Gemara says, Leima kasavar Shmuel, so should we assume that Shmuel holds, yadayim sheina machichos, lo avin yadayim? That ambiguous lashonos of a yad is not good enough. So it's important to note, basically, there's three halachas. There's yadayim that are mamish a yad, which is like nothing, which is a yad what you're saying was baseless. So that is bashit dachal. Then we have this middle category of yadayim she'inan mechichos, where you're not exactly sure what he meant. It's something which can be understood one way, it can be understood another way. And then a third one, which is yadayim mechichos. So Shmuel seems to understand, the Gemara is pointing out, that according to Shmuel, this second category is not going to be good enough. Because if Shmuel held that even Yadayim She'ina Mechichos are really a valid Lashonos of and be a Nazir, so that should have been valid Nazirus even without the Nazir passing by. Because the Gemara is assuming that the reason that the Nazir has to pass by is because that's making it into a full-fledged Yadayim Mechichos. And had it not been, then it would have been a Yadayim She'ina Mechichos would be in the second category. And so the Gemara is assuming, had it been the second category, apparently Shmuel holds it wouldn't be good enough to become a Nazir. And the Gemara is bothered by that. Is that really true? So the Gemara says, no, that's not a good deal. Amre, bizman shenazir over lefanav, that when a Nazir is passing in front of the guy, so then the Gemara says, leka lesfuke b'milsach rine. Really, it's clear that he is clearly a Nazir. So meaning, not what we just said in the Havamina, that the Lashon of Ehe was going to be clear when he's there. Rather, we're saying right now that it's only more likely to mean Nazirus than fasting. It was always Yadayim She'ina Mechichos. It was Yadayim She'ina Mechichos. So the Gemara says, "Bizman Shazir over the fun of Legal Svika Milsa Achrina." That was clear. It cannot be understood with anything else because it was made while Nazir is passing by. It's more likely that it was Nazirus than to fasting. So the Gemara's understanding that Shmuel is going to assume Yadayim She'ina Mechichos are okay, meaning that would be okay. However, the made by a Nazir is an example. Would be such an example, and therefore that would be such an example. Then he would be subject to nazirus as opposed to fasting because it's yadayim shenu mechichos, and that's enough. Of a vada in a nazir over lefanav. However, where a nazir is not passing, then it means nothing. Arminan dilma eh betanis kamar. That makes sense. That's like not. That's like he said nothing. That if the lashon eh is without a nazir, it's considered that it's nothing, and it would be like the first category of it, not even called the yad whatsoever. The Gemara says, but maybe Dilma lepochim in a korbanos of kamar. Maybe when he says eh, it is also not to mean eh a nazir, but rather he's saying eh that I am going to accept the korbanos that a nazir brings, and that korban I'm going to bring. So why does the Mishnah tell us that would make you a nazir? Maybe it means that he was just bringing the korbanos of a nazir. It says the Gemara, de ka'amar belibo. The Mishnah must be referring to a case where he says afterwards that he had in mind to become a nazir. So this is very interesting. We're assuming that a yad she'ena mochiach, it makes a person nazir if it was made while a nazir is passing by, and the person explains that he actually had das to have nazirus. So apparently, again, just accepting upon yourself nazirus is not enough because that's dvarim shebelev in and dvarim. You actually need to have it out, set out. And it actually also has to be said, as we're going to see, you need piyav v'libo shavin. You actually need to say it out what you actually meant. And that's what it meant. So the Gemara says, Ihachi Maila Mimra, why would you assume that it would not be a Nazirus? Pashut, he's saying it was a case where the Nazir is passing by, and he's saying he meant Nazir. Why would you think that the Nazir is not Chal? So says the Gemara, Ma'ud Seima, I would have thought, Ba'inan Piv Vilibo Shavit, that we need his words and his thoughts to be coincide to a point that it needs to be a more explicit Lashon. Maybe this Yad is not even enough. I thought maybe Ehe is not enough to make him a Nazir, even though it was clear what his Kavana was. Kamashmon, that is enough. This yad is sufficient, and that would express, if it's an expression of intent to be a Nazir, then it's going to be good enough. The Mishnah also told us, "Eh naya bin Nazir." If a person is going to say he's going to be very beautiful, good looking, he's going to be a Nazir. Maybe lashon of ena enachanami does mean some sort of beautifying yourself in front of Hashem. But who says in the form of being a Nazir and making your hair long, maybe you're going to do a mitzvah beautifully? Kedesan, as we know, the famous idea that zeh keli van veyu. There's a concept called hizr mitzvah, beautifying Hashem. This is we're coming up next week's parsha. Ana lefan of the mitzvahs. I'm going to beauty myself before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in mitzvahs. As lefan of sukkah, I'm going to make a beautiful sukkah. A lulav na, a beautiful lulav. Tzitzis na, a beautiful tzitzis. Echt lefan of sefer Torah, a beautiful sefer Torah. Ve'ervarchenu b'shirayim naim. I'm going to wrap myself in beautiful, in beautiful silk. All these things are lashon of a heder mitzvah, so maybe it doesn't mean that he's going to become a nazir. So it says Gemara Mar Shmuel shetafas b'sahar v'manaya, that here he was holding his hair, and then he says he's going to be beautiful. The fact that he was holding his hair, that shows that he meant to be a nazir, and that would be making it maybe a yadayim shenu mechichos, but with the idea that he says that he wanted to have a nazir, that would be good enough. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will pick up nazir milsa davira Be'ez Hashem in tomorrow's daf.